So do we once again have to address the way that guns are bought and sold in this country? Quinn Patterson, the Whangarei gunman, of course, bought guns and firearm accessories off Trade Me. Didn't have a licence. He used somebody else's. Labour want an inquiry.
We've got to make sure that when people do trade firearms on the internet, it's done in a way that meets the law, and it isn't just a place where criminals can procure firearms. That's just wrong.
The police minister not convinced.
We don't know when these guns were purchased. We don't know how. If there is a loophole, then we're completely open to closing that.
Our firearm safety specialist, Nicole McKee, is with us. Nicole, good morning to you.
Good morning, Mike.
If I want a gun illegally, is online the easiest way to do it?
I think that the online system of buying and selling firearms has actually been tightened up over the last few years, and I don't think that it's as easy as people are claiming it to be.
So on the surface, this guy didn't have a license, he used somebody else's. If I know you and you've got a license, can I use yours easily or no?
If it's a sporting firearm, you can use my firearm, but you cannot use my license. And when you use my firearm, it must be under the immediate supervision of myself, the license holder. But you cannot use my license at all to purchase or to sell firearms or ammunition.
So do you think there's anything in this? Labour want an inquiry, but they always want an inquiry into anything. I mean, if we looked into this, would we find a disaster or would we find a reasonably good system that might this time have seen just a slip through the hole?
I think we'll find a very robust system, a system that has been tightened up, as I mentioned earlier. But I think that we actually need the inquiry to happen so we can see how this happened and then look for the issues that we need to address. But to just call for an inquiry is going to waste a whole lot of taxpayers' money on something that we actually don't have evidence over it being a problem.
Good point. Nicole, appreciate your time. Nicole McKee, who's a firearm specialist. I saw the bloke interviewed on the television last night, some sort of mate of his or a neighbour or a local. He seemed to know all about it. And it's very easy to blame the government, very easy to blame authorities, very easy to blame Trade Me. But isn't it amazing how many people in the community know what's going on, yet presumably, seemingly, don't do anything about it?